Now it's time for the Flight by Yingling post-game show. It's brought to you by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
It's brought to you in part by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has the best selection of Chiefs tickets and parking passes for each home game this season. Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in Mondays starting at 6 for the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis. And don't miss Players Only with Dan and Hughes every Thursday at 6. All right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is Joshua Briscoe.
Too many mistakes and too many missed opportunities for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Denver Broncos win in Denver 22-19 with that walk-off field goal icing it. It was a back-and-forth game, several ties and lead changes, but ultimately the Broncos get the victory and the Chiefs fall to 5-5. Let's go back out to Empower Field at Mile High to chat with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Mitch, this was a big game for both of these teams. Clearly, Denver answered the bell. May not have Mitch yet. That's all right. Or if we, I'm sure he's got a lot going on right now. As the
here we are. Now we've got it figured out, Joshua. You remember my game day setup?
I do.
Said it wasn't a must win for Kansas City, but it was crucial.
Yep.
Right, critical. In a game like this, there's going to be critical moments. I'm going to walk you through what I think are the most critical. And all three phases are involved here. But the Chiefs get a touchdown to take the lead at 19-16. PAT got blocked. Special teams had a PAT blocked. They gave up 90 yards, 92 yards in punt returns to Marvin Mims Jr. But the Chiefs had the ball and the lead, even though they were backed up at the 12-yard line. A punt, the Chiefs get a stop. They're backed up, but they go three and out, and they cannot convert on third and two at their own 20. The Chiefs are up 19-16 at that point with the ball. They had a shot right there to seize the game, even against this number one defense in the league. But now they don't. They go three and out, so the field doesn't flip. Then a punt, but it's a 23-yard return by Mims, a 54-yard field goal by Lutz, ties it at 19-19. You get it back at your own 26. The Chiefs lose 12 yards on a three and out. That just allowed more field position for the end of game drama. And then you have third and 15 defensively. The Broncos have the ball at their own 21, and they get a 20-yard pickup. This game could have been won for the Chiefs in possession 9, possession 10 offensively, and the 10th possession of the Broncos, where the Chiefs allow a third and 15 pickup. It was there. It was there on several occasions.
The thing I think a lot of Chiefs fans have to be asking, and frankly, for them right now.
I'm not hearing you. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. Well, we'll.
There we are.
You got me again?
There we
okay.
Are.
I'm just going to say that I'm sure the question that a lot of Chiefs fans are asking, and one that I don't think I have the answers for, is why has that been the common thread of so many games this year? You can point to issues against the Chargers and the Eagles and the Jaguars, the Bills to some extent, and then certainly the Broncos today. This is a team that last year really thrived in some of those moments, and this year they just haven't been able to put those away.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I'm not sure I have all the answers here, but it goes back to the double dip.
Yep.
You know, I've been talking about double dip all week long. The Chiefs had it again in this game. They win the toss for the eighth time in 10 games. They had a ninth time when Detroit gave them a shot in week 6.
Yep.
But they couldn't do it at the end of the half. They punt, even get the ball back, but not enough time. But that first possession of the third quarter, they drive it down. They get inside the 20 and then an interception. Mahomes tried to loft it over Jaquan McMillan to get it to Elijah Mitchell, and that was intercepted. No points on the double dip. And so it just makes it incredibly difficult. That's what I'm saying. We look at the end of the game, but there's so many critical points, about 5 or 6, starting with the end of the second quarter, that leads you to this eventual result of a 22-19 Bronco victory.
And in other circumstances, you might be able to say, hey, you know, there's things you're going to have to nitpick on and retool. They're coming off the bye here. What's next in your mind? What are the next few days going to look like inside that building?
You've just got it. And now you got a tough stretch.
Yep.
But you play the Colts, who are coming off a bye. They had an international game, but they've got a bye. And they're the surprise team, really, of the NFL, if you want to argue, them in New England. And they're going to come in with an excellent offensive line. You just have to focus on that game. In this circumstance, there'll be a lot of discussion. Chiefs aren't going to make the playoffs. They're 5-5. They're in real trouble. And you just have to somehow, inside the fort, understand that there are some drives that are critical, even when it doesn't feel like it's critical. Like at the end of the second, top start of the third. And then focus on that and just focus on beating the Colts, because you're not going to have much time. You got Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. But you also can't panic. You can't lose it and think like everything's over. You just lock in on the Colts as much as you can.
Yep, you can't make up all that ground next week against Indy, but you can't afford to be dropping games along the way. Mitch, appreciate it as ever. Enjoy. You're not going to enjoy the flight back. Have a safe and successful flight back, and we'll be ready to do this again next week.
Just figure out a way to beat the Colts. That's it. That's where you got to have your focus, all your attention.
We'll have it there. That's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, with us here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Plenty of time, of course, to look ahead to that Colts game next week as we go, but a really, really tough spot for the Chiefs to be in. And as Mitch laid out there for you, nobody to blame but themselves. I mean, the Broncos defense certainly deserves credit because that's a very good unit. The Broncos offense put up enough points in this game, but man, it is really, really hard to not look at some of those missed opportunities, some of those issues offensively, and to say that the Chiefs let another one of these slip through a game that was really, really important for the future of the AFC West race. We'll bring you our stat of the game, brought to you by Graybar, your distributor for electrical, data communication, and industrial products. The box scores in some places look okay. The one thing that's probably going to be frustrating for many, again, Kareem Hunt averaging 4.5 yards per carry. He had the best yards per carry average of any runner in this game. He was the only Chiefs running back to record an actual carry. Breshard Smith involved in the passing game. Elijah Mitchell got the target on that interception. That didn't appear to be Mitchell's fault, just to be clear. It looked like Mitchell was open by the pylon. But ultimately, Kareem Hunt gets just 13 carries, picking up 4.5 yards per carry. Got the touchdown there. He was really battling as the game went on. You could see he'd been taking a beating, and the Chiefs didn't end up having anybody else to rely on there. Again, Mitchell and Smith were your other active running backs on the day, but not an instance where Mahomes takes off and uses his legs. He ends up throwing the ball 45 times, completes 29 of those passes for 276 yards, the touchdown, the pick, and simply not enough offensive production for the Kansas City Chiefs today. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll update a little bit of the rest of the NFL day. And suddenly we're going to be looking a lot closer at the wild card standings and perhaps the AFC West for today's show. We'll take a look at that when we come back next on the Chiefs Radio Network. All right, let's take a look around the NFL. Some other scores from the day. Things started off early this morning in Madrid, Spain. It went into overtime. There was free football, but not exactly beautiful football. Matt Gay had a shot at a game-winning 56-yarder for the Washington Commanders, but Riley Patterson of the Miami Dolphins got his shot in overtime.
A 29-yard kick for the Dolphins for all the marbles in Madrid. Snap and hold are good, and the kick is good. Miami win it in the Spanish capital.
Lots of walk-off field goals today, including the one that we wish we hadn't heard just a few minutes ago. That's Oliver Wilson and Brian Mitchell of Westwood One on the call. It was a similar story for the Chicago Bears. It looked like the Minnesota Vikings were actually going to make the Bears pay for letting them hang around all the way into the fourth quarter, but ultimately the Bears had the last laugh.
Snap is back. Hold is good. Sweeps the right leg. Cairo Santos is up. He's good! Good! Good from 48! Cairo Santos mobbed on the Viking logo. Bears win it.
Cairo Santos wins it. That's Jeff Joniak of the Chicago Bears Radio Network on the call. Do it again in the NFC South. The Panthers and Falcons were in a fight all the way down to the final moment, and then Carolina got the last chance to touch the football.
JJ the snap. Martin puts it down. Fitzgerald swings the leg. Yes. The kick is good. And the Panthers walk it off in overtime again in Atlanta.
Also mentioned that the Buffalo Bills were victorious today, 44-32 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A massive day for Josh Allen. 6 touchdowns, 3 in the air, 3 on the ground. A huge performance from him and a bounce-back performance from the Bills after losing to the Miami Dolphins last week. Also, keeping an eye on what happened in, now again, just fully saying the wild card race. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they beat the Los Angeles Chargers 35-6 in Jacksonville. Two teams both ahead of the Chiefs in the wild card standings right now, and both with head-to-head tiebreakers. That's absolutely no good at all. Jameis Winston ended up getting the start for the New York Giants today, as they've had their entire organizational shakeup. Jackson Dart is out. The Green Bay Packers dealt with quarterback injuries of their own, but ultimately the Cheeseheads got it done.
Winston sets, throws, left side of the end zone. Intercepted!
Yes!
Intercepted by the kid! Oh, Evan Williams delivers in the left corner of the end zone! And the Packers deliver the dagger.
That's Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron of the Packers Radio Network harmonizing on the call. Packers win 27-20. Also in the AFC, the Steelers get it done. This game was not nearly as convincing as the final score, but Pittsburgh pulled away from the Cincinnati Bengals near the end, 34-12 is your final there. The Houston Texans were trailing the Tennessee Titans for quite a while in this game. In fact, the majority of this game, but ultimately Houston and Davis Mills comes back and takes over for Cam Ward's Tennessee Titans. Houston wins on the road in Tennessee, 16-13. The Niners blow out the Cardinals, 41-22. The Rams survive the Seahawks. It was a turnover full day of Sam Darnold's, but the Seahawks still had a chance to kick it in at the end. The Rams hold on. And speaking of holding on, the Baltimore Ravens, they were down in a pretty bizarre way to the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland today. But Baltimore ends up securing the comeback, and just like that, the Baltimore Ravens are 5-5 in the AFC wildcard race. They beat the Browns 23-16. It is a packed race in the playoffs, and now we know the Chiefs are right there in the mix. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll continue to take a look at what went wrong for the Chiefs today. We'll be here from Andy Reid and a lot more players from the locker room. That's coming up next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
The Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis airs Monday nights at 6 on 96.5 The Fan.
Chiefs fall to the Broncos 22-19. The Chiefs fall to 5-5. The Broncos rise to 9-2. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Let's hear the postgame conversation exclusively right here between Danon Hughes and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
All right, here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, another tough loss.
Yeah, I know it is. Listen, they did what they needed to do to win the game, and we got to just get rid of some mistakes there and penalties and so on. Take care of that. We had opportunity, 2, 3 and outs. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do that. So, you know, we learn from it and we move on. So that's what you do right now.
Yeah. You come off a bye week where there's a lot of self-scouting, self-evaluation. One dynamic that I noticed leading into the bye is some of the challenges around halftime. You've had those opportunities for the back-to-back, the duo possessions, and in the losses, it hasn't fared well. The wins have been the opposite direction.
Yeah, no, you're right there. I mean, there are a few things, and I take responsibility for it. I mean, when you have 2, 3 and outs, an opportunity to put drives together, and you're going backward instead of forward, then that's not good enough.
You talk about not being a clean game, 10 penalties for both teams. I mean, how debilitating was that in regards to trying to get rhythm and momentum?
Sure. Yeah, it's where you have them. You know, that's what gets you. So we've got to take care of that. And that's something we can control. I mean, it's our responsibility to take care of that.
Unfamiliar territory, coach, at 5-5. Where do you guys go from here?
You get ready for the Colts. Yep. And so you put all your effort into that.
All right. Thanks for your time.
There you go, Danon Hughes with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid after the loss. I'll take a look at the standings here. I'll tell you that our scoreboard update and our look at the standings here are brought to you by Crown Royal. Take a water break and moderate your drinking. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. Crown Royal Canadian whiskey. The Chiefs currently sit at the 9 seed in the AFC, which is an absolutely bizarre thing to look at in a conference with 16 teams. The Chiefs are on the wrong side of the halfway point, and right now they are behind the Texans with the tiebreaker on some win percentage stuff, and then, of course, ahead of the 5-5 Ravens. but there's a lot ahead of them. That Colts team that we're going to be talking about all week, they're 8-2 and coming to Arrowhead for a game where all these games are going to feel like kind of must wins in their own right for a Chiefs team that's on the wrong side of the playoff picture right now. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and hear from some other members of the Chiefs and continue to wrap our heads around what went wrong there in Denver as the Chiefs fall to 500 and have a whole lot of football they need to make up ahead of them. We'll talk about that more next on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Mahomes on a deep drop, unloads it long, trying to find the ball. It's caught! Tyquan Thornton with the catch at the 20. And then he gets up, and the defender will drag him down at the 11-yard line.
That's our offensive play of the game, brought to you by Helzberg, your hometown jeweler serving Chiefs Kingdom since 1915. We will take that timeout. We'll come back and hear from either Patrick Mahomes, Trey Smith, Trent McDuffie. We got some players speaking on what happened here. We'll talk about it next on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. The Chiefs defense, largely, they had some opportunities, of course, where you like them to slam the door, but largely not a bad day for the Chiefs defensively. Of course, the offense not quite cracking 20 points is a disappointing way to go. So let's start on the defensive side and hear from one of the leaders of that unit, as our own Josh Kling. We are caught up with Trent McDuffie after the game.
Well, as one of the leaders, what do you tell your team after a tough one like this?
I mean, I think the big thing, we just got to stick together, you know. Still games we got to play. We're still in this, and disappointed for sure, but we can't hang our heads and feel sorry for ourselves because we got another week and a really good team coming in next week.
There's a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda's probably in games like these, right? I don't know how you kind of create those turnovers. You got some opportunities, it looked like, to try to get the ball popped in the air that just didn't come away with it. So it's just kind of those momentum plays you're trying to strive to get.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Like you said, turnovers, man. And, I mean, on the back end, it comes with interceptions and, I mean, even just forced fumbles, you know. So I think we got to really do our best moving forward at trying to create those for the offense and get it back to them.
Their run game didn't have Dobbins, but very effective still. Obviously, they committed to that run game. I know you guys knew that going in, but how difficult was their run game to kind of keep in check?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't do anything we weren't ready for. You know, they just execute better than we did. So moving forward, we got to clean that up.
5-5, you haven't been in this position before. I know sticking together is the main thing.
Yeah.
Is it just one game? I mean, he's got to guess one game, and not worry about anything further?
Yeah, I mean, that's really all it is. I mean, take it week by week, focus on each game at a time, and just lean on each other, really, at the end of the day. As leaders, we got to be able to lead this team and make sure that everybody keeps their heads up and ready to go.
Trent, thanks for a few minutes.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Trent McDuffie. Joshua, back to you.
Thanks, Kling. Trent McDuffie with Josh Klingler after the game. Certainly a frustrating place to be in for that defense. Interesting for McDuffie to say, they didn't surprise us with anything. They just out-executed, and that's... that's one way you can win a football game. Our interviews tonight are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play e-instant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play On app and let's play. One good piece of news in the lineup front today was that Josh Simmons did return and did start at left tackle. Not a perfectly clean day for him. I think his penalty may have ultimately been declined off the top of my head. But ultimately, not a perfect day, but good to see the Chiefs' long-term answer at left tackle return to the fold today and look pretty good out there. Also on the rookie front, Rashard Smith got a little bit involved. 2 catches for 8 yards. He got a third target. Did not get a touch officially on the ground. And we talked a lot about Noah Williams in the pregame show earlier today. Quiet day for him as Christian Fulton made his way into the lineup and got more work there. But Josh Simmons is clearly the rookie to be excited about, and he's the guy we're talking about in the Rookie Report, brought to you by Main Street Credit Union. Even if you're a rookie when it comes to finances, Main Street Credit Union will get you in the game. Go to mainstreetcu.org. Let's go to the trenches on the offensive side of the football. Let's hear the diagnosis from Chiefs guard Trey Smith about what went wrong today. Here's Trey Smith with Dan and Hughes.
All right, thanks, guys. Here with Trey Smith. Another tough loss, Trey.
Yeah, man.
I mean, how tough is it when you had the success last year in close games, 12-0, when you include the all postseason, and now 0-5 in those same type of games?
Obviously, it's frustrating. You want to execute at a higher level where you stay out of these types of situations, but there's a lot of parity in the NFL, and at the end of the day, you know, we have to execute at a higher level, minimize mistakes that we do. You know, there's a mantra from University of Tennessee, the team that makes the fewest mistakes will win, and we just got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot in certain situations, just be better.
You talk about shooting yourselves in the foot. There were 10 penalties accepted by each team in this game, so not the cleanest played game, but like how debilitating is that when you guys have some opportunities and, you know, like you said, you get shooting yourself in the foot?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I don't know what the percentage is, but when you have a penalty on a drive, the net result of having a touchdown or points probably diminishes quite a bit. So just trying to figure out a way for us to just play cleaner football, you know, and just keep getting better.
Yeah, and where do you guys go from here?
Just go back to work, man. Take one day, one play at a time. That's all we know how to do.
All right, thank you.
There's Trey Smith with Danen Hughes after the game. Obviously, an incredibly frustrating loss and a tough spot to be in right now. It's a good question of where do you go from here. The answer is on to Indianapolis and a game there where now you got to kind of prove that you still belong in your spot on the in-the-hunt graphic, much less clawing your way back into the AFC playoff picture. Just a frustrating, frustrating game. 10 games into the Chiefs season, 11 weeks here now, and they're back at 500. I will say, if you want to get out there and be a part of the solution against the Colts next week, Tickets for Less has the lowest prices on Chiefs tickets and parking passes for every home game. Save big with promo code Chiefs Radio on your next order. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and hear head coach Andy Reid's post-game press conference next on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus with CDOT every Monday at 4, 96.5 The Fan.
Now it's time to head to the podium and listen to Andy Reid's press conference. It's brought to you by GEHA. GEHA offers medical and dental benefits designed exclusively for federal employees and retirees, military retirees and their families. Over 2 million of them every day. GEHA, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. As far as the injuries go, really, Kingsley was the only one that got hurt on the interception there. So hit his head on the turf. Listen, Denver played a good game and they got us today. On our side, I've got to make sure that we don't go three and out with those last couple offensive series. And then there were a variety of things that went on that we all contributed to, so throughout both sides of the ball and special teams. And there were some good things, you know, but when you're playing a good football team and you got to cut back on your penalties for sure, too many there, and then some of the other mistakes that we had. So we'll get that cleaned up and we'll get ready for the Colts. Time's yours.
Andy, what does it mean about those last couple
of drives? We needed to do better on them. You know, I could have given the guys better opportunity to do that.
Coming out of the bye and having so many penalties, you know, hoping to be crisper, you know, with the time on.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I mean, that's what you look for. I think everybody, you know, that's probably an obvious one. Right?
What led to some of the sellouts you think in the first half?
Yeah, well, listen, they're the number one defense in the National Football League, so we were fighting, and then we had some where we were going backwards and kind of self-inflicted things, so we've got to take care of that.
And you know, back at yourself shooting the red zone, just knowing you guys could have maybe gotten points, down when you started to control the game.
Yeah, we still had opportunities, you know, so you don't want that, right? Pat didn't want it. That's not what you want, but it's you know, there were other opportunities as we went, so we got to make sure we take care of that business. Go ahead.
Third and 15 there on defense on the last sequence.
Yeah, so he was able to get out of containment there, and receiver worked to get himself open. We had a couple guys right around him there, so. Quarterback made a play, receiver made a play.
To a couple downfield shots in the first series that looked like could have been there, obviously type one catches. Was that just the way the game unfolded? Was that something that you could have seen?
Yeah, I mean, we thought we had some opportunities down the field. Didn't work out, but I mean, percentages, you're going to take a few and lose a few of those, but we felt Mike could come back and help us, and it did later on in the game.
The blockers are going too.
Yeah, they did a good job splitting us right there, and you know, we've been pretty good in that area, and they got us on that one. So.
Josh's return.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job for being off as long as he was and then going against who he went against. Did a pretty good job there. Yeah.
Andy, one of the things this year is your guys' inability to win in one-score games. Is there sort of a message that you have for the guys considering how good you guys are feeling?
Yeah, when you're playing good teams, whether it's myself making a call or the players playing, you've got to do the right things. Put the guys in the right position, and the guys got to make, you know, plays when given an opportunity. Both sides of the ball, special teams. You know, that's what we're all in it together.
Game press conference after the loss. Lots to clean up. Not a lot of time to do a lot of that cleaning. But if they win the games in front of them on a week-to-week basis, we'll still be talking about this team in the playoff hunt all the way down to the wire. It's just an unfamiliar position to be in where that is any sort of question whatsoever. One warm blanket to wrap yourself in from this game was a couple of nice moments from Travis Kelce. That's something that was familiar in an unfamiliar game in an unfamiliar season. Kelce turned back the clock a couple of times, end of the day, 9 for 91 with the touchdown on 13 targets. Great to see Travis Kelce getting more involved, and he's our MVP of the game presented by John Deere. Whether on the sidelines or on your property, our Gator utility vehicles are ready for game day action. Visit johndeere.com to learn more.
Mahomes over the middle, pass caught, and it's caught by Kelce inside the 10, inside the 5, Kelce leaps, touchdown, Kansas City, touchdown for Kelce, his 84th touchdown of his career, the most by any person who has worn the Kansas City Chiefs jersey, a 21-yard touchdown pass.
An incredible play from the greatest to ever do it, but not enough for the Chiefs to get the win. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear Patrick Mahomes' side of what went wrong today. That's next on the Chiefs Radio Network.
You're listening to the exclusive home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Bo Nix on first down is going to be sacked. He gets sacked on a corner blitz, a nickel blitz by Shamari Connor. Big sack, big win to start the game, minus 7.
When the Kansas City Chiefs get a sack, you score the next day with a buy one, get one free Big Mac at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. We'll actually hear from Shamari Connor a little bit later in today's show, and we'll hear from Patrick Mahomes in just a moment. But first, here's Juju Smith-Schuster in the locker room after the game.
We talked about this game all week. You know, we need to go out here and perform and get this win, and we fell short, and you know, it hurts. One, because it's a divisional game, and two, it's you know, we take pride in, you know, playing divisional games.
What was it ultimately, you know, that put Denver over the edge?
I think we just hurt ourselves, and you know, self-inflicted wounds with the early penalties, not scoring in the red zone, and just the turnovers, you know, the mistakes that we got to capitalize on.
Judy, what do you think needs to change for this team to get this thing going the right direction?
I mean, honestly, we just got to dial it in, you know, just focus on the details, you know, stick together. When times get hard, you know, moments like this, you know, we can't, you know, we just got to come together as a team.
Talk about the penalties. What do you think went wrong for you guys with that?
I think just, you know, just being better. You know, I had two penalties early on in the red zone. Just got to get my hands right, you know, put them inside and, you know, not get those, you know. It was a huge two plays that, you know, we go down and put points on the board. Touchdowns, not field goals. We just gotta stop those.
5-5 is a field back against the wall right now.
I mean, it's 5-5, yeah, but I think it's become closer than ever, you know, in a time like this.
Juju Smith-Schuster there after the game. Didn't show up in the box score other than the penalties he mentioned there. Did not get a target, and I think one of those penalties was probably a stronger call than the other, but as he said there, you cannot be struggling with penalties in the way that the Chiefs did in this game. It's something that we've already heard a few times. We'll hear, I'm sure, Patrick Mahomes mention it at some point during his post-game presser, but when you are an offense that is having an issue staying on time, staying on your proverbial front foot, being ready for whatever these pivots are going to be, when you're an offense that's not firing on all cylinders, anytime you lose a positive play and exchange it for a penalty that moves you backwards, that is so, so hard to overcome on a regular basis. And tonight, the Chiefs didn't, and they have had a few times this year where they haven't been able to overcome those self-inflicted wounds, even after being so successful at eking those games out last year. It's been a frustrating season in a lot of ways. If you do want to relive what happened last year, you can do that and relive the team's historic journey to Super Bowl 59 during the 2024 season, as told through unprecedented access to players, coaches, and staff, as well as learning about the organization's humble beginnings under Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt. Stream the Kingdom now on ESPN and Disney Plus. Let's go ahead and hear from the quarterback now. Here is Patrick Mahomes in Denver after the game.
I mean, just having an opportunity at the end of the game and not coming through, getting the ball back with 4 minutes and all you need is a field goal is a spot that we've been in a lot, and we've been able to do that. But obviously the first play, I try to get a completion to Trav, but probably should just hang in there, and I think Hollywood would have opened up down the field. So just being better in that scenario. I mean, there's hit things here and there, but I think that's the biggest one. Is that's what you want. You want to get that opportunity at the end of the game, and I didn't come through.
I know you're speaking of that already, but you guys have had such a knack for winning these close games for so long. Can you identify anything further than that?
Just not making the plays, not making the throws at the right time. And like I said, I mean, I had Hollywood probably on that play, and that's the drive starter. And once you get a drive started like that, you kind of get the momentum on your side. And so staying true to my progressions and not just trusting the O-line that's really going to block and get the guy a chance down the field and let him go out there and make a play.
And 5-5, how difficult is it
to go ahead? Obviously, it's going to be tough to get back in the division race, but at the end of the day, all the goal is to get into the playoffs and try to make a run at it. And all you can focus on is next week. You got to learn from this one as much as possible, knowing that we're going to get a great opponent coming into Arrowhead this next week. We're kind of at that point where we got to find a way just to win football games, and got to keep moving forward. That's what this league's all about.
Patrick, on that note, it is uncharted territory for you guys to be in this competition. Mm-hmm. What is the message out there?
Yeah, I mean, you got to let it. I mean, it sucks. Don't get me wrong. Like, you got to feel that. But you got to be able to kind of use that energy to push it into the next week, into the rest of the season. And all you can focus on is the next game. You get another opportunity to go out there and prove yourself. And obviously, we've been losing these close games recently, but we've played some good football in spurts. It's just about being more consistent. And until we go out there and do it, all you can do is just keep saying you got to keep practicing and getting better and better, and push yourself to go out there and do it on game day.
On those deep throws, was that more of a timing thing?
Yeah, I mean, the first one, I just got to make the throw. There's no other way around it. The play was designed for Trav, and I think Trav's wide open, but you have these alerts on your plays, and how the safety was sitting with Xavier Speed, I knew that he was going to have a chance down the field. I just got to give him a chance, kind of like I did Tyquan later in the game. It's like you got to give guys chances. I missed that one, and you missed Tyquan on the sideline. And you learn from it, but at the same time, against a good defense like that, you're not going to have these opportunities all game long. And so when they're there, you got to hit them. And I would say it's a great job by Xavier getting open and getting himself there. I got to give him a chance to make a play downfield.
Patrick, obviously this is a team that's won a lot of championships. How much of those successes maybe help you stick together at the time?
Yeah, I mean, it's not always been just championships. We've dealt with adversity, and guys have learned and gotten better from it. I mean, obviously, this is something that we haven't dealt with so early in the season. But at the same time, I mean, I know the guys in that locker room and know how they're going to respond. And all we can do is stick together and push ourselves to be even better and try to do what we can to win this next week.
That's the sort of thing where feel the need to say something specific to the guys that you beat today or anything like that?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think Coach Reed says it when he kind of talks to us at the end of games and stuff like that. And it's always about the next week. And like I said, you gotta feel it. I mean, it sucks losing this football game, and when you think you have a chance to win it, and you don't do that, and kind of get yourself behind. But at the end of the day, all you gotta do is find a way to get in. We got a lot of games ahead of us, and we're gonna do our best to put ourselves in a position to go out there and play our best football each and every week.
Patrick, how do you feel about where you guys are? And I don't mean standings wise, just how you're playing.
I think we're really talented. We got a lot of great players. It's just about being more consistent, and I think it starts with me. There's times where I'm firing and I'm throwing the ball and we're moving the ball down the field at ease, but at the same time, there's times where we go in spurts where I miss like throw like I did or a protection call or whatever that is, and so it's just about being more consistent. That's what this league is, and we haven't been consistent enough to win football games, but it starts with me.
Patrick, what do you see on the interception?
Yeah, I mean, I was rolling out to the right. I mean, just you can't do it. But I thought I'll have to look on the film. I thought I had Elijah kind of down the sideline, and I was going to give him a chance, and I just didn't throw it high enough. At the end of the day, I got 29 to go to me because he was guarding him, and I didn't throw it high enough. He jumped up and made a good play. So, I mean, I've made that throw before. But at the same time, with the type of football game we're in, don't put the ball in harm's way. Take the 3 points and move on to the next possession.
I love driving in those late game situations, but on that last position, like 4 minutes left, what eats away at you most that good 3 and out?
Yeah, it's just I'm just being in that situation before. It's like once you get that first down, I know it's cliche, but you do get the momentum on the drive, and you get the defense on their heels. And the fact that I didn't take that shot down on the first play, and then the second play, we weren't able to get much going. So then the third play, they kind of have where they can kind of lean forward and blitz and do stuff like that. Just knowing the situation, I've been in that situation before. So find a way to get a completion, get that first down, put us in the driver's seat, and then push the envelope. But at the same time, I didn't find it there, and they came up with a good blitz on that third down, so they didn't give us much of a give myself much of a chance.
Last two, Pat and Steve. Look, I know it came in a loss, but Travis Huston gave him the all-time Chiefs touchdown. I guess. What's that mean?
Yeah, I mean, he deserves it. I mean, the work that he puts in every single day. I mean, obviously, people watch the gameplay and then, like, the game days and playing on the field and stuff like that. But he's a leader, man. He's someone that comes to work every single day and puts the time in. And so it just speaks to the person that he is, that he's able to go out there and break that record. And that was a great play and a big moment in the game. That's when he usually makes his big plays.
Last one, Steve.
Patrick, talk about how tough this Marco defense is. How's your offensive line look?
I thought they did a great job, you know. That's a good defensive line in all five positions, and they have guys that come in. And thought they did a great job. Caliendo hopping in there at one point and doing it and holding his own as well. And so I'll be good for them going forward. But at the same time, I got to utilize that and make those throws down the field whenever they do give me that time. So just about being more consistent for myself. But I thought they played a good football game today.
That's Patrick Mahomes after the loss, his post-game press conference from Mile High. It did seem like, by and large, a pretty solid day for the O-line. That's one of the things that makes this so frustrating, is you have, and his mention there, we'll give you the update later on Kingsley, but Caliendo comes in and holds his own. Josh Simmons is back. The O-line was as close to full strength as we've seen it in many weeks now. You have your O-line together. You have all of your weapons together. You have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. You have Andy Reid leading the way on offense, and those pieces added up to 19 points today. You've had too many of those moments offensively throughout the year. It's just kind of bizarre math to do when you have the utmost confidence in the quarterback, when you know you have one of the greatest of all time, again, like commanding the offense at head coach, and the pieces on the O-line and the wide receiving room are better than what's had in the sums of those parts last year, I believe. So a frustrating way for this to go in a season that has certainly had plenty of frustrations. One player who had a nice day on the other side of the ball, Chris Jones, really was disruptive in several moments in this game, including the one you're about to hear, because it's our Big Beef Defensive Play of the Game, presented by MoBeef.org. 1 3-ounce serving of beef contains 10 essential nutrients and half your body's daily value of protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
10. Quick snap by Nix in the pocket, and now he's going to be sacked for the second time in this drive. Sacked by Chris Jones. A loss of 6 back at the 10, and that'll take away your fourth down opportunity on a third down sack by Stone Cold Chris Jones.
We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll relive the replay. What went well? What went wrong? That's next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Wake up tomorrow morning with Fesco and Dusty right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Now back to the post-game report.
NFL football. It's a fast game, fought hard 60 minutes, one play at a time. Relive it yard by yard now on Chiefs Replay. From the GEHA Sports Desk, here is Joshua Briscoe.
All right, this obviously isn't going to be a whole lot of fun, so let's do it together for archival purposes. For posterity, here's how it went. The Chiefs won the toss and deferred, and hey, a highlight already? The game just started.
Bo Nix on first down is going to be sacked. He gets sacked on a corner blitz, a nickel blitz by Shamari Connor. Big sack, big win to start the game, minus seven.
After that first play sack, the Chiefs just didn't provide much resistance as Denver rolled down the field. The Broncos got in their own way with a pass to Bo Nix, setting up a third and three that should have been four down territory for the Broncos.
And quick snap by Nix in the pocket, and now he's going to be sacked for the second time. In this drive, sacked by Chris Jones. A loss of six back at the 10, and that'll take away your fourth down opportunity on a third down sack by Stone Cold Chris Jones.
After the sack, no real reason to go for it on fourth down, so Denver settles for the field goal, takes the 3-0 lead. The Chiefs' offense opened up with a quick toss to Rashee Rice for 11, but Mahomes overthrew an open Xavier Worthy on a deep would-be touchdown on the next play. Another miss targeting Noah Gray fell incomplete, and on third and 10, Mahomes just overthrew Tyquan Thornton for his third consecutive incompletion and had two chances for touchdowns on those misses. On the punt, Marvin Mims returned the punt for 69 yards, and the Chiefs were called for a block in the back, leaving the Broncos to start their drive on the 12-yard line. This was a theme. The Broncos had plenty of good field position today. The Chiefs' defense answered in a pretty big way. Leo Chanel batted the ball up on third and four, forcing another extremely short field goal to make it 6-0 Broncos. Mahomes opened the second possession with a quick rollout zip to Worthy. Kareem Hunt took his first carries for 8 and 6 yards. A first down Mahomes scramble was erased by an illegal hands to the face penalty. Mahomes tried Worthy deep downfield once again, and a defensive pass interference penalty on Riley Moss moved the Chiefs 40 yards downfield. For a good portion of today's game, Riley Moss was the Chiefs' most productive pass catcher, if you think about it. A near pick on first down and a holding penalty on second down set up second and 18. Mahomes got thumped by Nick Bonito. Didn't see him coming after a 3-yard scramble. Then Juju Smith-Schuster was called for his second holding penalty on third down, and the Chiefs settled for a 31-yard field goal attempt to make it 6-3 Broncos. Butker made the field goal there, but a costly mistake on the kickoff, kicking it short of the landing zone, giving the Broncos the ball on the 40. It was all a weird quarter, but Trent McDuffie made sure it ended on a high note.
Bo Nix, play action fake, short roll to the right, looking on a throwback play. It goes to McLaughlin, and he's buried! They're going to rule him down? They do. They rule it the forward progress stop at the 34-yard line. Trent McDuffie read the throwback screen all the way.
The defense forced its first three and out on that drive, but a great punt and a smothered return left the Chiefs to start from the 11. The offense stitched together a few good plays to set up third and three when Mahomes hit an open Worthy dancing back to the sideline. Short passes and solid runs kept the offense moving, culminating in third and four from the Denver 29.
Bonito off the ball quickly. Pass caught, near side, first down. Caught by Kelce and keeps alive to the 19 and then shoved back. What a catch by Kelce, snatching it out of the sky and a 15-yard pickup on third down and four for the Chiefs, down to the Bronco 19.
After another penalty, the Chiefs were then facing first and 20.
Be a flag on the play. This will be a free play. Right side throw. It's caught. Hollywood Brown gets rid of the defender and then moves up to the Bronco 12. Broncos are offside. It won't matter. It's a 19-yard pickup on first and 20. Down to the Bronco 11-yard line officially.
Here's one of those sequences to circle in your game log. On second and two, Kareem Hunt lost a yard on a horizontal run out of shotgun. Mahomes was chased and threw it away on third and three, setting up another 31-yard field goal to tie it up 6-6. The Broncos picked up 15 on first down with the ball, but the Chiefs' defense held up to force third and eight.
As Nix in the pocket is hit as he throws. Near side throws broken up by Jalen Watson. And well played. The intended receiver was Troy Franklin at the right boundary, but enough pressure. It looks like Karloftis forced a little bit of an errant throw. Timing was thrown off.
Franklin really should have reeled that one in. The defense made that easier said than done, giving the ball back to the Chiefs offense with 3 minutes left in the half. After the two-minute warning, Mahomes took a sack while looking to throw on third and one from the 19, leaving the Chiefs to punt it back. No double-dipping here. The Broncos didn't do anything with their possession. They punted it back with 27 seconds left with two Chiefs timeouts, but a Josh Simmons false start and a Rashee Rice drop killed the remaining momentum. Travis Kelce dropped the target of his own on the next play. Hollywood Brown caught a pass for a few yards before Mahomes took a sack on fourth down to end the half. That was halftime, 6-6. Two plays into the second half, the Chiefs were facing third and seven, and it got weird.
Mahomes needs 8 yards and a first down. Floats it, and he's going to be intercepted on the far side. Flag on the play. It's Barron, and he's going to get a pick six on the far side, but a flag thrown in the secondary of Denver. Hang on. It's a pick six. It's illegal contact, Denver Broncos. No touchdown. Automatic first down for the Chiefs at their own 40-yard line.
That was a major swing, to say the least. Travis Kelce picked up 17 on the next play. The Chiefs' offense found a bit of life after that second chance. Mahomes went to Kelce two more times for 12 and 10 yards. A Kareem Hunt reception got to the two, but Trey Smith and Juwan Taylor lined up too far off the line and moved them back to the 22. On third and 14, bad got worse.
Four-man rush with a twist in the middle. Mahomes trying to find somebody. He's out of a scramble. Still holding the ball at the line of scrimmage. Throws it late for the end zone. It's intercepted at the five. Intercepted by the Broncos on the far side of the field. A flag on the play as now up the sideline. Still not tackled and finally tackled at the Chief 35-yard line.
So that's not what you want. The Broncos moved back on the return due to those penalties there, but the pick counted. The Chiefs' defense looked solid, forcing a third and eight, but Nicks hit Troy Franklin over Christian Fulton's head, picking up 35 yards. A few chunk plays later, the Broncos were in the red zone. On second and goal, 41 minutes into the game, we had our first touchdown.
They give it to McLaughlin, powering inside. Gets to the one, and now shoves forward. They don't call the play dead, and they give the Broncos a touchdown.
Obviously, the Chiefs needed to respond there, and two plays into the Chiefs' attempt to answer, it was third and seven.
Mahomes on a deep drop, unloads it long, trying to find the ball. It's caught! Tyquan Thornton with the catch at the 20, and then he gets up, and the defender will drag him down at the 11-yard line.
Huge play there for Tyquan Thornton, and then after design touches to Smith and Rice, the Chiefs had third and one from the two.
Handoff goes to Kareem Hunt, tries the left side, he is hit, spins off the hit, driving forward, no signal given yet for a touchdown, there it is, touchdown, Kansas City, a 61-yard bomb, sets up a 1.5-yard run by Kareem Hunt, and the Chiefs can tie the game at 49 seconds to go in the third quarter.
They would have tied the game 13-13, but on their first play of the next drive, the Broncos struck back.
Bo Nix under center. Fakes a handoff off play action. He's got a man wide open left side at midfield off the play action inside the 40 to the 35-yard line. Pat Bryant, a play that you know that they had bookmarked, burning the Chiefs on a play action from their own 20 all the way down for 48 yards to the Kansas City 32-yard line.
We rolled into the fourth quarter around then. The Broncos converted on third and one, but two great plays from the Chiefs' defense set up third and 11. Steve Spagnuolo brought pressure, and Nicks couldn't get it to Sutton, forcing another field goal to make it 16-13 Broncos. Kareem Hunt had an 11-yard run on first down with the ball. Two plays and a declined hold later, though, it was third and 10. Mahomes scrambled for almost all of that yardage, but another hold moved him back to third and 19.
Twist in the middle again by the Broncos. Mahomes stays in the pocket. He unloads it down the near sideline. Coming back to the ball. Incomplete. They're going to throw a flag on Riley Moss. It'll be defensive pass interference on Riley Moss, who has his hands on his knees. Hollywood Brown trying to come back to the ball. The second gigantic DPI on Riley Moss.
That's a 46-yard penalty on Riley Moss after his 40-yarder earlier in the game. And even after all that, the Chiefs were quickly facing third and six from the 21.
Mahomes over the middle, pass caught, and it's caught by Kelce inside the 10, inside the 5. Kelce leaps, touchdown, Kansas City. Touchdown for Kelce, his 84th touchdown of his career, the most by any person who has worn the Kansas City Chiefs jersey, a 21-yard touchdown pass.
That was almost all yak from the GOAT to make it 19-16, but yes, 19. Harrison Butker's PAT was blocked. So the Broncos had a chance to tie it with a field goal after an intentional grounding penalty on Nix. The Broncos picked up 14 yards on 3rd and 16. The offense stayed on the field on 4th and 2. Nix targeted Sutton. He fell down, but then a false start on Denver killed the play. It technically never happened, and it moved them back, forcing the punt. The Chiefs would have preferred, obviously, to have the turnover on downs. Man, butterfly wings. Jack Cochran then almost blocked the punt. Game of inches. But Crawshaw booted it out of bounds all the way to the 12. The Chiefs started moving backwards with a false start on Noah Gray. Travis Kelce picked up 10 on second down, setting up 3rd and 2. Breshard Smith could not get back to the ball on a wheel route, throwing the ball to Breshard Smith on 3rd and 2 out of the backfield. Matt Ariza's punt was close to being blocked. Then Mims turned it all the way back to the 45. Nix overthrew Franklin on a touchdown shot, setting up 3rd and 5. When pressure flushed Nix out of the pocket, he threw it short of the sticks. Will Lutz came out, drilled a 54-yard field goal to tie the game 19-19, and the Chiefs got the ball back with a little over 4 minutes remaining. Both teams had all three timeouts, plenty of football left. The first pass was nearly intercepted. The second attempt, also a target to Kelce, was also incomplete, with Kelce diving out of bounds. On 3rd and 10, Mahomes was sacked. The Chiefs went 3 and out. They lost 11 yards before punting it back. A hold on Denver erased what a would-be first down run. Nix tried another deep shot that had no chance on second down. This was a game of two teams very evenly matched, but on 3rd and 15, the Chiefs defense bent.
They're going to bring some pressure. Nix retreats. Now steps up in the pocket. Throws it late. The pass is going to be caught for a first down at the 41-yard line. It is caught by Cortland Sutton, a gain of 20.
The Chiefs got another shot to get off the field a few plays later on 3rd and 6, but Nix hit Sutton and moved the chains with 1:15 left on the clock. Then with less than a minute left, the Broncos drove a stake.
Snap back to Nix. Coming to the near side on a throw on a corner route. He's going to be caught. It's caught by Troy Franklin, burning Jalen Watson all the way down to the Kansas City 15-yard line.
After that, it was kneel downs and setting up the kick for Will Lutz.
Chiefs dig in. As Lutz lines it up, snap is down. Lutz's field goal is good, and the Broncos will go to 9-2 with another narrow victory.
The Kansas City Chiefs fall to 5-5. The Broncos is to 9-2. Your final score, 22-19 Denver.
Mitch Holtis joins Fesco and Dusty every Friday at 7:30, 96.5, The Fan.
Benito off the ball quickly. Pass caught. Near side first down. Caught by Kelce and keeps alive to the 19 and then shoved back. What a catch by Kelce. Snatching it out of the sky and a 15-yard pickup on 3rd down and 4 for the Chiefs. Down to the Bronco 19.
That was a sweet play. It's today's sweet play of the game, brought to you by Andy's Frozen Custard, home of the 87 Concrete. A portion of every 87 Concrete sold supports Travis Kelce's 87 and Running Foundation. Hurry into Andy's today and collect both 87 Concrete souvenir cups before they're gone. Frustrating game all the way through. Broncos win 22-19. Much of our pregame coverage today was about how, hey, you know, the good news is if the Chiefs win this game today, the AFC West is right in front of them. It's there for the taking. Beat the Broncos twice, beat the Chargers once, and you'll have a chance to make things right. They obviously could not get that done today, and now we're going to be talking about the wild card spot for probably the remainder of the season. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll bring you a short injury report and deliver some final thoughts from the studio side next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Dana Hughes joins Cody and Gold Thursdays at 11 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Really one bit of injury news for the Kansas City Chiefs today. Kingsley Suamataia went to the locker room after being hurt in the return of Mahomes' interception early in the third quarter. It was later said that he was in concussion protocol. Andy Reid didn't have a huge update in his post-game press conference, so of course we'll find out a little more later in the week. But it would not be Hunter Norzad. He's the next man up. It would be Mike Caliendo who would be getting the start. We saw him today infilling for Kingsley. A little bit of fear on the guard side because Trey Smith was also looking like he was laboring for a while today. The Chiefs injury report is brought to you by St. Luke's. For game day minor mishaps, get same day care with St. Luke's convenient clinics or video visits so you won't miss a single play. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same day care. That'll do it for us here in the studio. After the break, we go back to the stadium for final thoughts from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey, Kansas City. All rights to this broadcast are reserved, and any rebroadcast, recording, transmission, posting, dissemination, or other use of this broadcast without the expressed written consent of the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey is prohibited.
The Broncos get the victory 22-19 with a walk-off field goal from 35 yards by Will Lutz, who just moments earlier kicked it from 54 yards on a field goal to tie the game at 19-19. But the Chiefs had chances to seize this game. Again, with a double dip at the end of the second quarter, start of the third, they end up with no points on either one of those opportunities. And that set up, even the Chiefs take the lead at 19-16 on a pass play to Travis Kelce, but the PAT was blocked. So instead of the Broncos needing a touchdown to regain the lead, they're down just three. And then the Chiefs had a chance. They had the ball and a three-point lead at 19-16. They get a stop, but they're backed up after a punt was almost blocked by Jack Cochran. 57-yard punt, but they go three and out. Then the Broncos tie it, make it 19-19 on the 54-yarder. But then the Chiefs lose 12 yards on a three-and-out possession after that. That set up a opportunity. But it was 3rd and 15 for the Broncos at their own 21, and they get a 20-yard pass to Cortland Sutton and then get the walk-off from 35 yards out. Very frustrating. Chiefs are now 5-5. The Broncos are 9-2, and the Chiefs just have to lock in and now try to beat the Colts coming up with a home game on Sunday. Special thanks to executive producer doing a great job this year, Eric Townsend. Nate Wetmore, great job as always as a field engineer. Steve Cook and Travis Schlinger, our assistant field engineers, Derek Nestor, the studio director, Bobby Gillen in master control, Nick Springer, segment producer, Alex Grimes, instant replay, A.J. Engel, production assistant, Bill Ratner, Roberta Solomon, the studio announcers, our statistician, Austin Woodard, amazing dude, the pride of Joplin, Missouri, came all the way here to be our stat guy and did a great job. Senior team reporter, the Chiefs, Matt McMullen, as the spotter. Craig Alexander and Kevin Bunting were our parabolic operators. Dustin Hilton, studio engineer. Shotgun Jackson, the studio custodian. Derek O'Dell, general sales manager for sports. Lynn Greenemeyer, sales department assistant. Dan Fatino, traffic director. Joanne Blackwell, affiliate relations. Steven Spector, brand manager. J.R. Ammons, operations manager. Roxanne Marotti, our senior vice president and market manager. The entire staff of Odyssey Kansas City worked so very hard all week long to bring you this broadcast, the largest network in the NFL. Tomorrow night on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, it's going to be special. We'll have Noah Gray with us. He's a type 1 diabetic. And we'll have some type 1 diabetic younger athletes who will be there. And Noah will talk about how he works every day to compete in the NFL as a type 1 diabetic. We're going to be at the Blue Springs location of Hy-Vee. That's tomorrow night. And then we'll also hear from Coach Reed. Final score, the Broncos get a gigantic, crucial victory, 22-19 over the Chiefs. For Dan and Hughes, Josh Klinger, and Joshua Briscoe, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Thanks for listening on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tonight's Flight by Yingling postgame show was presented by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Brought to you by GEHA, proud health plan partner of federal employees and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. It's the only place in Kansas City where you'll hear from Andy Reid on Monday, Patrick Mahomes on Tuesday, and Players Only with Dana Hughes, Thursdays starting at 6, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Did you know we have an Instagram channel? MVP Monday, Chiefs Take Tuesday, Best Bets, Fantasy Football Advice.